We continue today with lesson number 31 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. We are in the 10th Perek, the 2nd and 3rd Mishnayos of the 10th Perek, Perek Yud, Mishneh Beis, and Mishneh Gimel. And we've been learning about the Korban Omer, where barley is reaped on the night of the 16th of Nisan, Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and the korban is brought the next day, during the day, the morning of the 16th day of Nisan, the first day of Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Beis begins, the second Mishnah begins, Mitzvah Saomer Lavo Min HaKorov. Ideally, the best way to do the mitzvah is to bring the barley from a field close to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara gives two reasons for this. One, the closer you are to Yerushalayim, the less distance the barley travels, and the more the barley is likely to be soft and moist and allow for the process of melila, of crumbling the barley in one's hands and extracting the kernel from its surrounding leaves. That's done best when the barley is karmel, rach umole, full and soft. And the closer you are to Yerushalayim, the more chance there is that the barley will be in that condition. Another reason given in the Gemara is because of the rule, ein ma'arvirin al ha-mitzvos. Imagine you go and reap from a field which is further from Yerushalayim, and on the way you've passed by other fields which had barley growing there. So you're missing the opportunity to have done the mitzvah earlier. You're passing by a possible mitzvah. So therefore, the mitzvah is to bring min hakoro from as close to Yerushalayim as possible. However, lo biker hakorov l'Yerushalayim. Suppose nowhere in the fields close to Yerushalayim is the barley yet ripe, sufficiently ripe. Then meviyinoso mikol mokom, you can bring the barley from anywhere in the land of Israel. Maaseh, it happened on occasion, shebo migagos tzrifin, and it came from as far away as a place called Gagos Tzrifin, which seems to be well west of Yerushalayim in Lud, near Lud. Ushtei halechem, and the two breads which were bought for Shavuos came once upon a time not from a close field to Yerushalayim, but rather mibikas ein socher, which is well north of Yerushalayim in the Shechem area. The Gemara explains that these two unusual occasions were during the horrible wars in the time of the descendants of the Hashmonaim, the wars between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, two brothers. And during that time, the soldiers and the war, or the troops, actually destroyed the environs of Yerushalayim, and it was necessary to bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem from these distant places. The next Mishnah goes and describes the actual procedure on that night of Motzoi Pesach, the night after the first day of Pesach, which, as we learned earlier, could have been a weekday or a Shabbos, depending upon the year. Ketzad hayu osim, what was the procedure? The procedure was as follows. As we will see, it was done with great fanfare, with great public demonstrations. Sheluchei Beis Din Yotzim Erev Yom Tov, messengers, emissaries of the Beis Din would go out to the field before Yom Tov, Erev Pesach. They would find standing barley in the field, not yet reaped, and they would bind it on the ground so that it would be obvious when they came there, Motsoi Yom Tov, oh, this is the barley to cut. It's already bound on the ground. They made little bundles while the barley was still attached to the earth, not yet reaped. Kedei shehei noach liktzor, so it should be easy, motzoi yom tov, leil shisha osa benisan, to cut the barley. V'chol ha'ayoros hasmuchos l'sham, all the villages around these farms would come there to the place where the harvesting was to be done. Miskansos Lishom, they would gather there and have a great crowd, a big audience watching the procedure. Kedei sheyehei niktsor be'esek gadol, so it should be done with great publicity. Kevon shechashecha, once it was dark, Mosoi Yomtif is over, the 15th of Nisan, Omer Lohem, each and every one of the reapers would see the big crowd around him and would say to them, Bo Hashemesh, has the sun indeed set? Omrim Hain, and they would answer, yes. Bo Hashemesh, he would ask a second time, has the sun set? Omrim Hain, and they would again resoundingly say, yes. They would do this three times. Then, each and every one of the kotsrim, remember there were three kotsrim, three reapers, would say, Magal Zo, with this scythe, with this tool, Omrim Hain, they would say, yes. Magal Zo, a second time, Omrim, he would say, with this scythe, with this Magal, Omrim Hain, and they would say, yes. Again, three times. Kupazo, into this basket, should I put all of the barley that I'm about to harvest? And they would say, Omrim Hain, yes. Kupazo, again he would repeat, with this kupa, Omrim Hain, they would say yes three times. Bishabos, if this happened to be a Friday night, the first day of Pesach was Friday. So Friday night they would say, the reaper would say, each of the reapers would say, Omer Lohem, Shabbos Zo, can I cut, even though it's Shabbos? Omrim Hain, they would say yes. The mitzvah of Ketziras Omer is Docha Shabbos. Shabbos Zo, again they would say a second time, he would say a second time, Shabbos, and they would say Omrim Hain, three times. Then each of the three would say, Ektsor, shall I reap? And they would say, Vehem Omrim Lo Ketzor, Ektsor, Vehem Omrim Lo Ketzor, three times they would say, not yes, 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 but rather cut, 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 ketzor, 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 to speed up the process of the avoda of ketziro. Shalosh pa'omim al kol davar v'davar. Three times for each piece of the procedure. V'heim omim lo, hein, hein, hein. And they would say, yes, 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 answering yes to each and every question. Kol kach lama, why do they have to do with such publicity and such fanfare? Bibnei ha-baisusim, because of a group, a sect, known as the Baisusim, shehoyu omrim ein kitziras ha-omer b'motzoi yomtuf. They would say that no, the time of the kitziras ha-omer was not motzoi yomtuf Pesach. And this goes back to an ancient machlokes between Chazal, between our Chachomim, and the Baisusim, which was a sect, something akin to the Tzedokim, to the Sadducees. And these sectarians believed that when the Pasuk says, in Parshas Emor, Usfartem lochem mimochros ha-shabos, at the beginning of the Omer period, beginning to time to count Omer, and to bring the Korban Omer, etc., was the day after Shabbos, they understood that to mean that if Pesach fell on a Monday, so you didn't start the whole process of Omer on Monday night, but rather you waited till the following Shabbos, and Motsoi Shabbos, you would start the whole procedure. So for them, the Ketziras HaOmer, the reaping, was done on the first Motsoi Shabbos after the first day of Pesach. Chazal believed, no, Mochros HaShabbos, Shabbos here does not mean Saturday, doesn't mean Shabbos Bereshis. But rather, Shabbos here means Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov Pesach is also called Shabbos. And Mimochros HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach, meaning the 16th day of Nisan. So to show that we stand against the Baisusim, and we do the Ketzira of the Omer the night after the first day of Pesach, in order to get that message across, it was done be'esek gadol. It was done with great, great tumult, great crowds gathered around, and a whole procedure with this, can I cut, with this magal, yes, yes, yes. So that everyone announced to the world, we understand Mochras HaShabbos to be Mochras Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. And so we have completed lesson number 31 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos.